someone asked me a question about someone who wrote about the fact that Tosfos says that an elephant can jump, that Tosfos was unaware of the fact that elephants can't jump. The way that the question was phrased, it seemed that the person who said that said it in a very disrespectful, deriding way. However, after being informed that the reference was to an article written by Rabbi Slifkin about elephants jumping, and he sent me a copy of that article, I see nothing at all wrong with the article that he wrote, and the way that he wrote it is extremely respectful and perfectly okay what he wrote, and therefore what I answered in that question did not refer at all, and if that's what was referred to, this article by Rabbi Slifkin, the answer has no relevance to that article. Also, in general, Rabbi Slifkin's books and his, I can't be responsible for what he says on his website, but I've heard from various people that he has said things that are irreverent to Chazal, and something specifically that was mentioned, and when looking into it and seeing the source, there was nothing there that was irreverent or out of Torah Hashkafa, at least reporting what other days were in Hashkafa. And if one accepts them or rejects them, or if whatever, but this is what Rav Sham Shmuel Hirsch said, and what others said, to report that, that people should be able to know that there are opinions like that, is not something that I can judge one way or the other, and therefore any negative aspersions I may have cast on Rabbi Slifkin, I ask his public forgiveness, and since I am not well-versed in all of Rabbi Slifkin's writings, nor in what he posts on his website, I can't make a determination one way or the other, and therefore I would appreciate if in the future questions of this nature are not addressed to me.
Chabad Harav, what is the mainstream opinion regarding the age of the universe, specifically with regards to the case of the wide-scale ban by many Gedolim of Rabbi Slifkin's books, Science and Torah, the Camel, the Hare, and the Hyrax, etc.? In my experience at Or Sameach and various other Kirov organizations, I have heard many approaches to the question. Quite a number included the idea that the world is in fact older than 5,766 years. Also, with regards to Rabbi Slifkin's ban, do we hold that Amoraim could have been wrong concerning scientific matters? Rabbi Slifkin on his website cites Rambam, Ramban, Rabbi Yitzchak Lampronti, Maharam Sheikh, and Rabbi Samson Feil Hirsch as holding that way. Do we hold that science as perceived today is to be trusted? I appreciate the Rav's time and thank him for answering this question. Adam from London. Okay, this is a very intricate and complicated answer, which really in this forum I can't do justice to. However, yes, there are opinions that the Earth is older than 5,766 years. The Tiferes Yisrael says that God created many worlds and destroyed them, as the Medrash and Zohar say, and that accounts for the antiquity of many things found. There are other possibilities that the relativity of time makes the worlds, the creation of the world in 6 days, 6 days from God's perspective, not necessarily 6 days from our perspective, and many, many other answers. And whether the Chachamim, when they spoke about scientific matters, were speaking about it from their knowledge of Torah or from their observation of the world, there are different opinions. And certainly there are things that are mentioned in the Gemara that the rabbis did not intend to convey the scientific ideas, but rather to mask very deep philosophical or Kabbalah ideas in things that were known in the time, says the Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto in his Hakadoma to Chidushi Agados. However, the main thing here is that the Torah, as well as the Chachamim, speak of knowledge that is absolute. Science is not absolute. Science depends on observation, experimentation, and science changes constantly. And what science believes to be the truth today, tomorrow may be considered not the truth, and vice versa. The things they consider today non-true, tomorrow may be true. Science is not an absolute knowledge. It is, as I said, experimental and observable knowledge. And therefore, whether it seems to be a contradiction between the science and Torah, one should assume that the Torah, which is absolute truth, is true, and there is no need to catch the Torah into science that is not necessarily absolute truth. If one feels more comfortable of explaining the Torah in a way that is acceptable, and what is acceptable is what the Gedolei Israel guide us to feel is acceptable, then that is a possibility. But to have the feeling that science is true, and if the Torah seems to contradict, I have to re-examine the Torah, when the opposite should be the feeling, Torah is true. If science seems to contradict it, then either I have to re-examine science, or I just have to accept the fact that true, it may look the way science says, but if the Torah for sure means something different, then if Chazal said it, then it definitely can be the way they said it. If there are other possibilities in explaining it properly, that's also an option, but one shouldn't feel the need to conform the Torah to science. It's the opposite. One should feel the need to try and understand science based on the truth of the Torah.